Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, 3-2. Engloken Truma, Bechesef Maaser Sheni. You're not allowed to use your Maaser Sheni money that you brought to Yerushalayim, even if you're a Kohen, to purchase foodstuffs that are Truma. Mipnei Shehu Memat Bechilaso, because that actually reduces its consumption. What does that mean? So, first of all, we've emphasized the points in a number of Mishnayos how the Chazal wanted you to get value for money. They wanted you not to waste your Maaser Sheni. And we've also established previously in other Masechtas, Truma, etc., that the going price for Truma produce is actually less than the going price for Chulin produce because fewer people want Truma. Why do fewer people want it? Because only Kohanim can eat Truma, and not only is there fewer people demanding Truma, also even Kohanim would prefer not to have Truma because they can only eat it when they're Tahor, and the Truma itself is susceptible to becoming Tami. So for all those reasons, people don't necessarily want Truma, and because of supply and demand, there's lots of supply, little demand, so therefore the price would go down. So you'd think that'd be a great thing to do. The problem is, here the Mishnah says that there'll be fewer people ready to consume this Truma, and therefore you've essentially made the Maaser Sheni like less consumable. That's for two reasons, kind of the reasons we just laid out. The first is because if you are Tame, you can't eat Truma. Now you might say, wait a second, if you're Tame, you can't eat Maaser Sheni either. And that's true. However, if you recall, Maaser Sheni is Chulin, meaning it's only susceptible to becoming a Sheni Latuma, whereas Truma can become even a Shlish Latuma. And that means that a person who's a Tful Yom, someone who went to the Mikvah that day because he was Tame, let's say he was a Zav, whatever, many things, any real Tuma. So when he goes to the Mikvah, he is a Tful Yom, and that makes him a Sheni Latuma, which means for the rest of the day, until three stars come out at night, he may eat Maaser Sheni, but he may not eat Truma. So you see it's more susceptible to Truma, fewer eaters, and that being the case, the Chazal say no. The second reason why it's reduced the number of people who would consume is because only Kohanim can eat Truma, whereas when it comes to Maaser Sheni, anybody can eat Maaser Sheni. That being the case, the Chazal say you should not purchase use your Maaser Sheni money to purchase Truma. Rabbi Shimon Mater. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you could. This is consistent with Rabbi Shimon throughout Kol Torah Kula. He's always lenient regarding the issue of if there'd be less potential for consumption, he still lets. Now, normally that's an old fight. He wouldn't bring it up again here and make a point of it. However, he sticks to his guns in this case because, as he makes the following argument, there's a great reason to think that even if you don't hold under normal circumstances that you should agree with Rabbi Shimon that it's not such a big deal if there's fewer people to consume something, like say for Korbanos, here when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you for sure, says Rabbi Shimon, should be allowed to eat Truma because if you recall, what's the ideal use for Maaser Sheni money? It's to purchase Shlamim and bring them as Korbanos, as a Shlamim. So Shlamim are even more restricted as Kadshim than regular Truma. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says. He says, Amar lahem Shimon. Ma im hekel bezivche shlamim shu mevi'in lidei pigul v'noser v'tamei. He says, listen, if already you're going to be mekel and say your Maaser Sheni money can be used to purchase shlamim, korbanos, and those are really susceptible to becoming to pigul. Pigul is something altogether different. Pigul is when a person does one of the four essential avodos of a korban, that is the shechita, the slaughter of the animal, the kabbalah, receiving the blood, the holacha, the bring it mizbeach, and the zrika, the splashing on the zbeach, and those four steps, if a person has in mind during any of those four steps that he's going to eat this korban or offered on the fire beyond the requisite time, when you're allowed to do so, that thought itself ruins the korban. It's called pigle. In any case, the point is, you could buy an animal, give it to a kohen, and he could be mfagelet, he could ruin it in this way. Also, venosar, there's a time limit when it comes to shlamim. A shlamim is only good basically for the day you bring it and the next day. By the following nightfall, you can't eat shlamim that are anymore. It becomes nosar, it's leftovers, and it has to be burned. So you see, there's a very short window of time. And yet again, Rabbi Shimon points out, you're allowed to buy shlamim with that short window of time with your Maaser Sheni money. And also v'tame. A person who is tame can't eat kadshim. Now, of course, you can't eat truma either, but the standard is even higher, meaning kadshim can become even a ravi'i, whereas truma can just be a shlishi. Okay, so for all those reasons, lo nakel betruma, should we not be lenient and allow you to use your Maaser Sheni money to purchase truma? Amrulo, they said no, they don't buy it. Because ma im hekel bezivche shlamim, yeah, they're lenient when it comes to purchasing shlamim korbanos. That's shehen mutarim lazarim, because everybody can eat a shlamim, both kohen and non-kohen, a zar is a non-kohen. Nakel betruma shehi asur lazarim. Should we allow you to buy truma foods with your maestrani money where only a kohen can eat it? And there's very, you know, a small supply of kohanim potentially. In other words, when it comes to shlamim, it's a free barbecue for anyone who wants to participate. You won't have a hard time finding your neighbors who want to eat your barbecue with you. When it comes to truma, you're only limited to kohanim. And you know what? Kohanim, it may be free food, but kohanim might be stuffed during the holiday because of all the shlum they're getting fed, for example, right? They have so much food, they get chaza and shok on every single shlumim, and that being the case, and they might just not be willing or able to eat your truma and will go to waste. So the halacha follows the chacham shita here that it's forbidden to buy truma with maaser sheni money.